Hello.
Good afternoon, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Today we're talking with people in Texas about important issues facing your community and the nation, and I'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
All on cell phone.
And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
83.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, or other race not listed?
Hispanic.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Graduated college.
Thank you. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job he's doing?
Somewhat approve.
And if elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably Democrat?
Preferably.
And now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Joe Biden. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump, how would you rate him?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last two, Myra Flores.
I've never heard of that person.
Never heard of him? And Vicente Gonzalez, do you recognize the candidate? Vicente Gonzalez?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking ahead to the November elections, we're on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10.
10.
And if election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, Colin Aldred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
A Democrat.
And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
And lastly, the last few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
And now thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, or only Spanish at home?
Mostly Spanish. But some English.
Mostly Spanish, but some English. Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
In 2020. in 2020? Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And again, thank you for your help and have a great evening. Thank you. Bye. Bye.